It'd be a really small porch.
It'd be a sun porch.
Okay. And what do you call a small area? Oh, out next to the barn. It might be fenced in, and you put the cows there before you milk them.
Well, we call that the lot.
Okay.
Barnyard. A lot.
And what do you call a yard or a fence, or excuse me, a wall or a fence that's made out of stones or rocks?
Well, they're different yard, different kinds. Sometimes it's a cemetery and it's got a stone fence around, cobblestone walls. Then again, if there is your yard around your house is made of that.
Would you just call it a stone fence or a rock wall?
Just say a stone fence.
Okay. And what do you call a large wooden vessel about, maybe that big? It's open on the top and you can carry water or milk in it?
It would be a pail or a bucket.
Okay, does it make a difference if it's wooden or if it's metal?
But they both have the same, are for the same use and are called the same thing, bucket or pail.
Either one?
Either one.
Okay. Do you know the term piggin for a bucket?
No, I never heard of it.
I heard someone say it, and I wasn't sure if that's what they meant or not. I thought maybe you might have heard of it.
A pig, how is it spelled?
Well, I think it's P-I-G-G-E-N.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, I'll have to keep looking. And what do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen on top of the stove for frying things?
Well, I just call it a skillet.
Okay. And what about the thing at the sink where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. And if the same thing, a faucet is on a barrel, does it have a different name or do you call it the same thing?
Well, a faucet on a barrel. Well, there's some faucets. I don't know where it's on the barrel that's referred to as spigots.
Oh.
They call it, and S-P-I-G-O-T, uh-huh. Spigot.
Yeah.
So, but I always don't ever make it, didn't ever think about it, where I uh-huh. had a different term for a barrel or sure. and a water faucet or not.
Have you ever thought about it, if it's out in the yard, say, and you wanted to turn it on out there, you'd turn
the faucet. So I was just.
And suppose you buy a few cans of food or a loaf of bread or something that's at the store. What do they put it in for you to carry it home?
Well, now, I call it a paper bag. Mm-hmm. There's a different, some that call them different folks.
Oh, that's the same thing?
But I didn't, but in this area, that's not referred to as a poke. Uh-huh. It's bags.
Okay.
Or sack.
What about a large bag, maybe that big, that's made out of loosely woven cloth that you might put potatoes in or grain mm-hmm. or feed? Is there a different name for that?
No, just a potato bag. I never heard a different name.
Have you ever heard like burlap sack or crocus sack?
Oh, yeah.
Or gunny sack?
Burlap and crocus. Crocus is what we call it. Crocus sack. Is it R-O-C-U-S?
Mm-hmm.
It's
I think so.
Crocus sack.
And what did you usually keep in it? Just potatoes or something like that?
Oh, well, now we on the farm, we'd use it for picking cotton and